Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free. That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. Thanks for joining us for hour number two of our three-hour cruise. No, I mean a three-hour show tonight.
Tour.
Free Talk Live does 3 hours of live radio with live phones. It's open phones. Anybody can call in, and we've got a number of people waiting. You can set the topic. We've been talking about inflation. We've been talking about minimum wage. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more. But we're going to take some phone calls, too, because we want to hear what's important to people. The we I refer to is myself, Chris.
And it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we, well, I think we all do. We want to make sure you know about Edge Wallet. Edge Wallet, it's a crypto wallet. It's a way to securely buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar. There's too many to list. It is user-controlled. What that means in crypto talk is you're the only one who has the keys to access your money, and that's important. Edge is built by a veteran team. They've been building apps since 2014. They want to help secure your freedom, and you can find out more at edge.app. That's edge.app. And I love it. I use it. I can't tell you how many times I've used it this week. I've been going into it sometimes just to get price increases because cryptocurrencies are in a bit of a bull market right now. A lot of people are watching that. I'm not the only one. So the big ones like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, I guess, has seen some gains. But a lot of the smaller coins, the altcoins, people refer to them have seen significant gains lately, too. So
it's been a crazy week.
It has been. It's been a crazy few years. And every once in a while, I think the whole general global psyche just gets crazy about crypto. Now, crypto didn't change. Nothing really earth-shattering happened. That, you know, no government said we're going to quit making banks, turn down companies that deal in crypto. There's been no real thing that you could pin it on, but every once in a while something comes out, some perfect storm of things allow the mindset to change, and people are all of a sudden bullish on crypto again. So who knows how long it will last. I hope longer, but I don't put all my eggs in one basket.
Nope, bad plan.
Bad plan. We have been talking about minimum wage and the government. Well, they can tell you what's best, but we're going to go to the phones where... Oh, man, I think I lost him.
Straight razor gone?
Straight razor drop. We're going to go to Andrew in Twinburg, Ohio. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about these stupid minimum wage laws.
Yes, sir.
And this is one thing that separates libertarians, I think, which I am, and conservatives. If you go up to any conservative and say, abolish all minimum wage laws, they'll go, what are you talking about? We still need minimum wage laws. But it's funny how only 2.3% of Americans make minimum wage, and they always make this a freaking big deal in the campaign.
Right.
And they've raised minimum wage 22 times. They've raised it 22 times since 1938. We'll do it the 23rd time. This is going to be the magical number. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to see your thoughts about this.
Yeah, see, and what I say is don't raise the minimum wage. Stop devaluing the currency.
Right.
Just stop. and then you don't have a problem.
But they can't stop because devaluing the currency is a key to being able to raise spending money for the government to do things like going to war. But because if they couldn't do it, if it was like value-backed money or like
right.
gold-backed or whatever, then they'd actually have to tax people more heavily in order to do things like go to war. But now they can just print it out, and they don't actually have to increase taxes for it.
Right.
And that's why I advocate $1 million a year. Minimum guaranteed income for every American, so we can just inflate the dollar to zero.
Just out of existence.
Make the dollar irrelevant again.
And people will say things, well, what about 9/11? I mean, we had to get the bad guys and stuff like that. Well, okay, let's say...
Yeah, we had to have that corpse so we could dump it in the ocean.
Right. So let's just say for the heck of it, we get attacked and we have this extremely expensive campaign to try to bring to terms. If the government would have known that they would have to go back to the taxpayers and say... And I know this is going to be a big one to swallow, but we need another $1 trillion in taxation from each one of you. We want you to support us and keep that in mind as you try to reelect us. It's just not going to happen. You can't get reelected by putting the kind of costs that war brings on people.
See, there ought to be a way to give a politician like a ritual bitch smacking when he... just comes up with... That's the problem, is people can propose any war, any legislation to pay for things, and there's no system in place to bitch-smack these people.
Well, no, we've got free elections in this country. Richie, just vote them out of office.
We don't have free elections. Good God.
You vote them out.
We have two parties that divide a monopoly on political power.
True.
And both of them rig their primary processes when it suits them. So literally... There is no matter how you slice it, the reality is a very small group of people is in charge of all of it.
Well,
all of the political power.
Just throw the bums out. How many times have I heard
that?
They're
all bums.
Well, the problem, and they are, and people recognize that, except for my congressman.
Nobody's a bum you
they're
can trust.
They're good. They're people say vote everybody out, and then we see 87% reelection rates with incumbents. They don't like quote-unquote Congress, but their congressman's okay.
Well, the one they bought off.
Exactly.
They're just irritated because they're so expensive.
They love the fact that he brings back plenty of pork barrel projects to their district. So why would we get rid of him? That's the problem. It's just a mess. Yeah. I don't know how
to
fix it.
I think we should increase the size of the Congress. Let's make every man a congressman.
I like that.
When we'll all go to Washington and argue about this for ourselves. I say expand the universal suffrage in Congress.
Andrew, any other thoughts?
Yeah. You're talking about Andrew Yang as well.
Yes. He's winning the bid for my vote.
Well, he's not he's crazy, but he's not as crazy as other Democrats, because at least he knows that all these European countries that instated that wealth tax, only three have kept them, but they've cut them, like, drastically. I think 9 countries have repealed them in Europe. But these Elizabeth Warrens and these Bernie Sanders, no, let's just keep increasing taxes. Let's just increase taxes, even though the rich, 44% of Americans don't even pay any income tax, but they want to tell the other people how to let's raise your rate.
Right. It's always raising the rate on somebody else. And the idea of a wealth tax is insane. I hate to break it to you, but wealthy people are the ones that employ a lot of people
everybody
in this country. Not everybody else. Actually, the biggest employers are small businesses.
That is true, but I think 90% of them fail within 10 years, so...
And small businesses rely on a lot of these big businesses to be successful, you know?
Exactly.
There are a lot of businesses, very small businesses, that are based on the fact that Jeff Bezos and Amazon make it really affordable for them to do business. So these are things that are necessary. And it isn't just a pie is only as big as you cut, or as, it's not a fixed size. Mm-hmm. If you grow the economy, then everybody can get more a share of the pie.
But the thing that we don't have is kids getting educated on how to be an entrepreneur, kids being educated on economics.
Yeah, the government doesn't want that.
Call, man.
No.
It's and we don't educate, and hopefully,
and then we wonder why they don't want to live under a free market. They don't know how.
This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
free. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you call to get on the air. You can also use Discord. Discord is a very cool app. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You'll learn all about it. Basically, you're going to load some software on your phone, on your laptop, whatever. You'll use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you will sound like you are right here in the studio with us. In studio tonight, it's Chris.
Hey, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been kind of all over the board, but mostly economic issues and poking some jest at the idea of, I will say, socialist ideas of how monetary policies should work. And the problem is they don't work. That's,
yeah.
People die and people lose the money that they work hard for. But, hey, what the heck? Mm. Just come up with another one because you might get reelected with this one.
As I was studying economics, I kind of imagined it like a fly pinned to a board. Okay, the economy. And the thing is, you can pin the fly in to the board, to a board in one place, and the fly can live. But if you pin the fly to the board in two places, it'll start tearing itself apart as it moves, you know. And the more pins you put in the top, in the fly, and by pins I'm talking about price controls, and it can be any rigid price control. It doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
It's just one more point. It's driving another stab wound through the belly of the economy and pinning it to the board in one more place. And it's just going to tear itself apart.
And when they talk about changes to minimum wage, when they talk about having a minimum wage, that is a price control. That's all you're doing.
Absolutely.
Government, somebody is saying that we are going to micromanage the economy, and this is the correct number.
You're controlling the price of labor
right
in that case.
We're going to go to the phone.
But and the thing is, you can't make labor more valuable by decree.
Right.
It's as valuable as it is.
Yeah.
So when you pass a minimum wage, then basically you're saying that the dollar is worth less of that actual value of the labor. You know, so you're really devaluing the dollar against
labor?
Against labor, yes.
Okay. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Jimmy in Missouri. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, can you hear me all right?
I can.
Sir. All right. Well, I kind of hit the jackpot. I got nobody.
Woo!
Yeehaw!
Yep. I was wondering about Edge Wallet. I know you guys ain't tech support or anything on it, but I tried to do a quick Google search and couldn't find anything satisfactory, really. But I was wondering about, if I had my Bitcoin on my phone, and my phone was completely irrecoverable, could I still recover my Bitcoin?
Yeah, you can, not just with Edge Wallet, but with every decent Bitcoin and cryptocurrency wallet. Whenever you start a crypto wallet, whether it's Edge or another one, there's always going to be a backup process that you need to go through. So when you start Edge, for instance, it'll give you warnings that say, hey, you got to write down your information or else if you lose your phone, you're going to be in trouble.
Heed those warnings.
Yeah, so when it warns you about those things, you really ought to do what it says. In the case of Edge Wallet, all you have to write down is your username and password, and then you're good to go. You just keep that in a place that's separate from your wallet. So some people will try to cut corners on this, and they'll say, oh, I'll just put it in my phone.
Screenshot it.
Yeah, screenshot. Bad security, very bad plan. But you got to write it down. If you got like a super secret place where you keep things, maybe you've got a fireproof safe.
I mean, don't you have to Can't you generate wallet words as well? Because
for
if
Edge,
you've just got a username and password, then you're not holding your own keys.
Well, so Edge doesn't have your password, right? So it's they've somehow hashed out your keys into, I don't know exactly what technology they're using, but yes, you can actually get the words for each individual wallet within Edge. So if you have a Bitcoin wallet, if you have a Monero wallet, if you have a Stellar wallet in there, you can get all the words for all of those. You really can do a really deep dig backup if you want to, but for your typical user that's not storing their life savings in Edge, username and password will be sufficient so long as Edge stays in business, I think.
Yep. Right, well, that's the thing is, as long as it's a username and password, you're betting on Edge staying in business.
Exactly.
It becomes a very trust, and I don't know anything about their business model.
Right. That's the key with anything in crypto. They're getting access to your private keys, what allows you to send or spend the coins that you have. That is ownership. And it can be done with Edge Wallet. Now, I don't put, if I had $1 million, no offense, and Edge is a sponsor, I wouldn't put it in an Edge wallet on my cell phone and leave it there.
No, I wouldn't either.
There are other much more secure ways to store cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin.
And there are different kinds of use cases for wallets that cause, there's a difference between your recreational wallet. Okay, and your deep freeze.
Yes,
your investments, which you might be keeping some money on an exchange and moving it around from coin to coin as an investment, but
so Jimmy,
that's
what,
a different use case.
My rule of thumb is I don't keep more money in Edge Wallet or any other wallet that's going to sit on my cell phone. Then
I can't afford to lose.
Then I can't keep. Then I keep in my leather wallet, which I carry around everywhere.
Right.
So there are times when I might have a couple hundred bucks in cash, and I don't have a problem because I know I might lose it, and I also might lose access to a particular crypto wallet. I'm only going to lose a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah. If you lose your leather wallet, it's going to be inconvenient. It's going to be frustrating. But it's not going to likely be the end of the world.
Right.
Whereas if you put $1 million in any phone wallet, whether it be Edge or Exodus or any of the other ones.
It's funny that you say that because I actually lost a wallet one time that had 2 ounces of silver in it.
Damn it. Oh, man. Now that hurts. That really hurts.
Yeah. I was on vacation, too.
Yeah,
luckily I had enough cash in my pocket to get home.
I'm glad to hear that. Hey, Jimmy, thanks for your call.
That's and me. I'll tell you, I personally advise people to hold some precious metal as well as crypto.
Indeed.
Goldbacks.
We're going to go back to the phones where we got Bern in Brooklyn. Bern, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi, Bern.
Hi.
Hi, this is Bern. This is Bern from Brooklyn. And, I want to talk about Trump and Iran.
All right, okay. Let's do it.
So, what I really hate about Trump dropping missiles.
Hold that thought. Oh, you hit the wrong button.
Ah,
Chris.
Dang it.
Bad move.
Burn callback. That was my mistake. 855 453. Please tune in and enjoy Chris accidentally dumping phone calls left and right. It happens every week, but hey,
lime in the cooking.
My Lyme disease is showing through. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chief Justice John Roberts swears in senators as jurors for the impeachment trial of President Trump.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
The senators, then in groups of four, also signed a special impeachment oath book. The North American trade deal is headed to President Trump's desk following a final pass by the Senate. The vote was 89 to 10. The USMCA has strong bipartisan support in both the Senate and House. It was approved in the House right before Christmas. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow closed up 267 points to finish at 29,297. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
They got us rocking today.
Yeah, man.
It's been like the second time.
Crank it out.
Loving that music. Crank it up. What the heck? I mean, in studio, it's Chris.
It's Ian.
Nobody.
And I wanted to tell you about ForkFest. ForkFest, it's coming up fast. People are getting excited. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th to July 5th. Mark your calendar. For ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campgrounds in the beautiful White Mounds of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens this week, the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, or ForkFest. And ForkFest, here's the difference, ForkFest is decentralized. It means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost, so all you got to do is reserve your camping, RV site, your motel room. Do that with Rogers Campgrounds from June 29th to July 5th, and you'll be able to join us and celebrate Independence Day with other liberty lovers, and you can do stuff. You can just go camping. That's fun, too. But if you want to do an activity, you want to do what somebody else wants to share, that's fun. It's a blast. If you are planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know about it in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forums. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's,
I don't know if I like ForkFester.
Uncle Fester.
Yeah, it's a little bit Uncle Fester and a little bit festering wound.
Right.
Fester isn't the word we want. This is not the word you're looking for.
I can say there's nothing festering about ForkFest. It's just I had a great time, and it's just neat to be able to see people that, you know, you may know of them. Some celebritarians, though, show up there. I mean, that's exciting. Some people find that exciting.
Some people find me exciting.
They do. We're going to go to the phones, so where I promise not to dump Burn for at least as long as...
You mean you accidentally dropped him before.
I promise not to accidentally drop him. Yeah. I don't
this
promise.
This time you're going to feel the burn.
We're going to find out. Burn, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Burn.
Really?
See, there it goes. I thought... See, now I'm just...
Why did you do that?
I thought I heard something. I heard a loud noise.
I think you just said, hi, Burn, or something like that. He got like three words out.
I'm going to use a police line. I feared for my life.
All right. You're in charge, man. You can do what you want.
Did you hit the dump button?
Yeah. No, he hit the drop button.
I hit the drop button.
Why did you hit the drop button?
Because I thought... So Burn is in our toxic user group on Discord. And
yeah, I mean, he's probably going to say something inappropriate, but you didn't even give him a chance.
No, I didn't. I thought when he first started to yell, I could catch it and I'd just drop it out. So Burn, if you want to come back, I promise. I promise this time. I won't.
Third time's the charm.
You're like Lucy with the football.
Oh, give me a chance. I'm honest. I'm sincere here, Burn. I mean, please try to call back in, and I'll put you right.
Well, if we're not feeling the burn, then maybe we shouldn't encourage the burn to call.
No, he wants to call, and if he wants to call,
are you feeling the burn though?
I've never really felt the burn.
Hey, let's talk about...
never felt the burn.
I've still got more to this story about this this business owner in Denver.
Talking about the impact of the minimum wage.
Yeah, she...
And what did they raise it to again?
I imagine it's on the way up to 15, that's my guess, but it's currently, you know, they step it up year after year. Currently, according to westword.com, the minimum wage has gone up from $11.10 an hour to $12.85 an hour for non-tipped employees, but they also have to raise the wage of tipped employees.
Right.
And tipped employees must be no more than $3.03 less than the non-tipped rate, so they had to raise that up too.
Yeah, and it's absolutely absurd that there should be a minimum wage for tipped employees. You know, you should be able to go and work for nothing but tips if you want to. You know, there are plenty of places where that has been a business model and where people have been happy to make...
commission only.
Yeah.
Because of the governor.
Like really good restaurants, traditionally, they didn't pay you to be a waiter. You went in there and you competed to be the guy they let wait tables so that you could take home those tips. And sometimes you were taking home hundreds of dollars in a night.
And if you're not that good of a waiter, you're not going to get paid a lot of money in tips. That is very pure. You are rewarded immediately. And if you're not good at something, you're going to find yourself out on your butt. Now, if you keep hiking the minimum wage... Then what? So now you're going to pay somebody a lot more money, where before the customers were paying them, now it's the responsibility of the business owner. It really makes it very difficult for a tipping model to work.
You want more?
Yeah.
Sure. So the owner of the business, Ms. Lucanic, notes that almost every full-service restaurant in Denver is in the same position as she is. So just in case you're just tuning in, she stopped... there's a 40-year-long running restaurant. She got rid of dinner time and fired roughly 7 out of 35 employees. She says almost every other restaurant's in the same position, but she felt She at least felt prepared for the changes because of her background in restaurant management. She had purchased Chef Zorba's in 2018 after a career in restaurant operations with big players like Richard Sandoval. Don't know who that is. Projecting, she says, was my business, asking where we're going to come up with the money for future changes, she recalls. So last fall, when the city first announced its intentions to raise minimum wages, the owner began looking at her numbers. She says, on a Saturday or Sunday, we have 5 straight wage earners in back and 8 tipped employees in the front. She says, since I've owned Zorba's, I've yet to have a server leave with less than $100 in tips on any given day, and it's frequently double that. And keep in mind, we're a humble little diner. What full-service restaurateurs take issue with is we're being forced to pay our tipped employees more, even though they're already the highest paid employees on the staff. And increasing prices to cover higher wages isn't really a valid solution, since higher prices on the menu equate to higher tips, too. She says, and I pay taxes on those tips, and servers pay taxes on those tips. It's considered income when it comes to taxation, but it's not considered income in the eyes of the government when it comes to minimum wage.
Right. And this all changed probably about 20 years ago, how the government looked at tips. And what they expected of employees when I was still working on the floor in restaurants, they changed it so you didn't have to, you were supposed to nudge, nudge, wink, wink, report all your tips you received. Then the government changed it and they said, well, you just have to report 8% of, I can't remember how it went, it was 8% of total revenues so of the restaurant for the period you were working, so they would tell you how much tip you should have received and tax you on it. It's crazy. It's insanity.
Indeed. Looking further into the numbers, she determined that the average guest check at Zorba's would have to go from the current $13 up to $23 in order to cover the cost of giving all the front-of-the-house employees a 22% raise. She said, would you be willing to pay $23 for pancakes and coffee? Well, would you?
No. No, and people wouldn't. People would stop going to restaurants in Denver. And that's what happens. And then those people that used to have a lower wage job but still had a job and they could have improved and the restaurant could have succeeded, now they're just going to be out of work. That's what
cutting the legs out from under people.
It's unbelievable, and it's as bad as what is happening in Venezuela. It's the government feeling that they are better judges of what goes on in economies than you are, and that's not right. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can also check out Discord. Discord, a very cool app, and you will sound like you are in the studio with us. It really works great. Find out more at discord.lrn.fm. In studio, it's Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been talking about this, what sounds like a great restaurant in Denver. It just, the description made me want to go there and eat. I mean, it's this Greek diner. I mean, and they do, from all accounts, a really good job. And the, I guess, a combination of federal, state, and local Denver politics has decided how much all employees should make, and that makes it very difficult, made it very difficult for them to exist as a business. And she's looking at shutting parts of...
She did shut. The dinner's gone. They're gone.
Right. Dinner's so, gone. Dinner's gone so far, and see how long she can last. Is there more on this?
There is, but we got some calls waiting, so we can
go. All right. Well, we're going to give this a try. We are going to go to the Discord, where we've got North. North, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Did you? Ooh, he just disappeared.
He just,
now that's his. Now that. Okay, now he's back. Wait, now he's back.
North, are you there?
Now he's disappeared again.
Okay. See, he's doing
he's
to me
games.
What I did
now
with him.
Well, that's fair. I mean, that's fair. I don't have time for it.
That's all right. We're going to go to Patrick in Florida. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
No
Thank
problem.
You. Hey, I'd like to talk about immigration, if that's all right.
Talk about whatever you like. It's Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Free Talk Live, obviously. Hey, listen, it turns out that when you, I don't know what kind of jobs you guys have. Actually, I do know what kind of jobs you guys have. You guys are on the radio. But I'm a blue collar guy.
Okay.
You know, you guys talk on the radio for a living.
Hey, it doesn't pay the bills. I have to have another full-time job.
Yeah.
Do you? I imagine. Yes. Hey, but what I'm trying to point out is that most of these people that are for these open borders immigration policies,
okay.
They're not competing with immigrants. I happen to have to compete with immigrants. I'm a pool guy. I scrape out swimming pools for a living.
Okay.
We should not allow any more immigration for 10 years.
What you're arguing there for there is a price control on pool services. Who are the existing pool cleaners of America to say nobody else is allowed to compete with me? You know, people should be forced to pay my price.
I mean, the other Americans are allowed to compete with me, but we shouldn't let a bunch of other people from countries that have much lower standards of living to come and compete with me.
They're living in the United States now. Now they experience the higher standard of living. If they don't charge as much, then they're probably not going to be able to afford the same things that you may be able to afford. But they're trying to get a small business off the ground.
Hold on, fella. That's going to drive down my standard of living. Yes?
Well, I mean, that's something that happens in a free market. For example, if I'm in the process of opening up a convenience store.
Not necessarily, though, because whatever they're taking in, they're also probably spending. And so it's just one more turn.
Say that again. You have to excuse me. I'd like to hear that from the top.
I'm saying that when you add more people to an economy, it doesn't necessarily. It's not like there's a fixed amount of work to be done in an economy. So when you add people, you do add them as producers, and they compete with other producers.
Right.
But you also add them as consumers, and so they compete with other consumers to consume goods.
So there's no right number of workers to have in an economy.
You just don't get it.
Well, let me ask you.
It sounds like he understands economics pretty well.
Well, I do get it, and I've seen that happen. I used to be very highly paid as a computer programmer.
May I speak, please?
You may speak, and will you allow me to speak when you're done? Go ahead.
Yes. I think you have never been competed. They're not competing with people that are reprogramming. They're not competing against. Yeah, it's hard. They're not competing against people that are doing electrical work. But what they are competing against is guys that are doing landscaping. In my example, pool work.
Pool cleaning. Sure. And they're not. I don't know of any doctors that are up in arms about, man, all these Swedes come over here and they take all the good neurosurgery jobs. That's not the question.
Don't you care about your countrymen?
Well, I care about freedom.
I do,
Why should I care about somebody who lives in the same country as I more than I care about somebody else? It's just a stranger to me. I have no reason to prefer American strangers.
Yeah.
Okay. You said I could ask.
Anybody can do it, right? It doesn't matter who they are.
Yeah. Would you be angry if a teenager came in and started competing with you on pool cleaning? Somebody from down the street?
Yeah.
Not if he was smart.
Okay. Oh, okay, so you're fine being outcompeted by somebody who was born nearby you, but you don't like being outcompeted by somebody who was born further away?
Why should I be okay with being artificially drawn down by guys?
It's not artificial. It's natural. Somebody comes in and does a better job for less.
It's not natural.
Sure it is.
Of course
it's competition.
It is. People naturally move to the places where, they are most needed.
Come on, man.
If I knew my pool cleaner was a bitch ass like you, I'd get rid of you.
No, that's not honest. Dude.
No, that's honest.
Putting Guatemalans into Ohio, it's not even Ohio. Let's speak where I'm living.
Okay, well, who are you? Who's putting them there? Is this Trump?
I bet they can speak better. Jesus.
Is Trump putting them in Ohio?
No, I misspoke, and I apologize for it. But taking Central Americans,
nobody's taking them. They're coming all by themselves.
They see opportunity.
That's natural. That's like gazelles migrate too.
That's natural also.
Are you telling me these brown people are like gazelles?
I'm telling you, people are like other animals in that we migrate all over the globe.
They go where,
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a quick question.
You punk yourself there, fella. You're exactly right. They're going to where their life is easiest.
What's wrong with that?
Would you be where you are doing what you do if there were no pools?
Don't we owe it to ourselves to be good to our progeny and to the people around us?
You want everybody to be good.
Everybody's talking at the same time, so he can't listen to you, Chris.
Quiet.
If he keeps talking.
You guys
right.
talk.
Okay.
Me.
Why should everybody else have to make life easy for you? That's what you're asking. You're wanting everyone to, even though the Guatemalan crew will clean your pool for less money, make that illegal. Pay my higher prices because I was born in the country. Therefore, everyone else should suffer.
What an entitlement mentality.
Yeah,
thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot, man.
Find something else to do, bro.
Yeah, get some new skills.
And there are. That's what is happening in this country. People are learning that the only constant is change, and you're going to change and adapt, or you will not do well. 855-453.
Learn to speak.
Radio host, maybe. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.